Blog Talk Radio.
All right, good evening. Welcome once again to the PR Table. This is your host, Dr. Nate Dunlap. We are excited about this month's series tonight. And the rest of this month, we're going to be talking about responsible holiday spending. That's right, responsible holiday spending. Listen, some of you may be wondering, why are we talking about holiday spending? It's only October, right? Usually when people start thinking about the holidays, we're thinking about Christmas, right? And what we're going to do for Christmas and all the gifts we're going to buy for people for Christmas and all that the churches and nonprofit organizations are going to do for others during the Christmas holiday. But then some of you may say, well, you know, Christmas is a little bit too far off. What we have also before then, about 7 weeks away, we also have what's called Black Friday. And if you've been around the PRF table for any specific period of time for the last 5 or 6 years, you know that we've always traditionally done this type of show in November. And then about 2 years ago, what happened was God just revealed to us, said, listen, the people are not getting it. We have to be a little bit more proactive in talking about what we're going to be talking about tonight and the rest of the month with our special guests. And so that's what we're here to do. And as always, I think we're going to be welcoming back to the table Miss Mary Ann Williams. Y'all know her around the table as Mama. Mama, are you with us this evening?
Yes, I am, and I'm glad to be back. And I'm glad to welcome, to say hello to my PRF family. I really miss you all. And again, I'm just going to let you know how much we appreciate you. And we will continue to say that because that's very important to know that you are special to us. And with that being said, I'll turn you back over to Dr. Dunlap.
Amen. Well, thank you, Mama. Mama is a fixture here at the PRF table. Don't get it twisted. All right, so listen, we have a guest with us tonight. If you're listening to us on Blog Talk Radio and you want to jump into the conversation, all you have to do is press 1 on your phone if you're listening by phone. We'll see you light up on the switchboard. We'll bring you into the conversation, give you your opportunity to have your question or your comment for myself or anybody at the table or including our special guest tonight. So, Mama, listen, tonight we got a powerhouse. Folks come on the table, they try to be all humble, but I just got to bring it out. We got a powerhouse with us tonight, Mama. We have none other than Pastor Ronnie Henry. I consider this brother a friend of mine. We will be in Maryland. We will be at Hope Christian Fellowship Church soon enough. As God opens up the door, we will be there ministering to the folks in that Maryland area. But without further ado, Pastor Henry, good evening to you, sir.
And good evening to you.
Good evening, my brother and my sister. After such such an introduction, I'm just gonna say good evening. Ma called me a powerhouse. I hadn't heard that since the old running days.
Oh man, so listen,
but it's an honor to be here on the PRF table. I'm grateful.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you for being here with us. I recognize that for doing this about 50 weeks, or probably about 47, 48 weeks out of the year, there may be times when people get tired of hearing my voice. So, you know, I try as often as I can to have other folks on the show to talk about things that I just don't know about. I may not have the experience, and it's okay. So let me set the stage for everybody tonight. Stewardship is the key. You know, for those who have been around us any period of time, we know that this is a stewardship-based teaching ministry. That's what PRF is. And I just want to have the conversation tonight, the dialogue, if you will, about responsible holiday spending. And I want to kind of dive into that. But before I do that, because I called him a powerhouse, so I know he's going to be humble as he is. But I would like for Pastor Henry just to tell us a little bit about himself. You can talk about the church, you can talk about the ministry, how long you've been serving, just so people can understand that we're talking to somebody that just didn't get a piece of paper saying they were licensed yesterday and is only 18 years old.
All right, my brother. Well, I'm grateful. I acknowledge the call into the gospel ministry back in 1999. Got ordained in 2004 after achieving and receiving the Master of Divinity from the Samuel DeWitt Proctor School of Theology at Virginia University. I have been pastoring Hope. I'm the visionary founder and pastor at Hope Christian Fellowship Church, where I serve as senior pastor. And it's been a blessing. We celebrated our fourth year this past August, and God has been really good. I'm also bivocational. I'm a senior cybersecurity engineer in my 33rd year as an engineer right now. And me and my wife have been blessed to own a fine dining restaurant in Maryland as well. So I am very busy at this moment.
Well, listen, I'm gonna put you a little. I'm gonna put you to work just a little bit more. At some point in time, please let the listeners know the name of the restaurant. Please make sure we get it posted in the thread somewhere on Facebook. You know, I know you're not on Facebook right now with us, but let's put that out there because we're big at making sure we're promoting each other. I mean, we just have to do that. We don't do it enough in the body without expecting something from somebody else. And so let people know, and I'm waiting to get up there so I can go and visit that restaurant. We almost had it locked in last year, earlier this year, but if I got to wait, that means y'all got time to make some better recipes and perfect what's going on at that fine establishment that y'all have up there.
Well, already in the first 5 minutes, you've already basically asked to come to Maryland twice. So I know we have to get you up here. I know we have to get you up here to do what you do as it relates to PRF, and we also try to get you up to share a word when you come and when we can enjoy an evening in the restaurant. So we'll make that happen.
Amen, amen. So let me set the stage for why this is important. We talk about this every year. We just believe that as ministers, we just can't say something one time and always expect the people to get it the first time. Sometimes you have to repeat yourself over and over and over again. And if you've been called in the ministry, those of y'all who are watching right now and listening, you must understand that it takes repetition. The same people that was at your church last year, Pastor Henry, you may have some people that were not there during November of last year that may be there now. And so if we believe as pastors and ministers that we say it one time and we're good and that we can have this expectation that everybody else is going to communicate that thing. Listen, you're giving messages 50. I mean, you're giving these messages all the time. And so by giving these messages all the time, we can't expect people just to take it and run with it to the length that we always think that they need to run. And so for us, this conversation tonight is about stewardship. And I tell people that stewardship is the key. We understand that the holidays are bombarded with this theme of giving. It's bombarded with this theme of giving within the church, within the secular communities, but definitely within this consumer world that we live in. And so this is my belief. I think that the enemy really works well through what we have made as people in society these holiday seasons all about. You know, I was looking at some statistics, and every year I do this. I look up the statistics, and I look at what does the National Retail Federation talk about. And from 2017, the amount of money that was spent during the holidays, it increased by 5.5%. Now, that doesn't mean a lot until you start saying, well, what did it increase to? It increased 5% to $619 or $20 billion. That's how much money was spent during the holidays last year. Listen, I said it right, $620 billion. Listen, if we're spending that type of money on holiday spending, I'm not talking about on investments. I'm not talking about on insurance. I'm talking about on things that have pleasure and profit thereby. Come on, we have enough money to do what we need to do to really help people in this world. And so what would you say, Pastor Henry, to those who are listening, whether they're watching on Facebook, God bless everybody that's watching, or listening to us on the radio, what would you say to those individuals, especially those of us that are a part of this church culture, of why what what we're talking about tonight. Why is this topic so vitally important to be having, especially at this time of the year before it even kicks off?
Well, just to go back to something you said earlier about how we preach over and over and over. Well, that's what God does with us through His Holy Spirit. He has to tell us things over and over and over in order for us to get them. And my message tonight to your listeners is that don't be like most of us and learn the lesson the hard way. Most of us learn the lesson about responsible holiday spending after we've overspent and gotten into January and the pain of overspending kicked in. So I think it's very important that we teach those who haven't made that mistake yet how to pre-plan and lay out things a little better and prioritize things a little better such that they don't have to experience that pain that many of us have already experienced.
That's a great point, because here's what I know. And if those of you who've been around, you know I say this over and over. I say, listen, in the city that I live in, right, across the bridge, there is the Middle District of Georgia, the U.S. Bankruptcy Court. And when I first started gathering statistics to find out what's going on in my community, it was only like 75 people a day filing bankruptcy through that court. Now we're up to about 120 filing a day. And here's what I found, and the numbers continue to be the same thing every single year. Most of the bankruptcies that are filed every year are filed in February, every single year. Out of what is filed during the bankruptcy, it is filed because of the spending and people getting themselves into difficult situations that's going on starting in November. And so we have to know that when we know what the problem is, then we have to do something to try to address it. That's why we're having this conversation, because evidently – trying to talk to people, Pastor Henry, 2 weeks before Black Friday, when folks' minds are already made up, has not seemed to be as fruitful as we may know. It may have worked in some places, but we don't see that fruit. So we follow what the Spirit of God has said. Let's go back a little bit further before everything, because here's what I know. There is a lot of people that are looking to get your portion of this $600 to $700 billion that's going to be spent during this holiday. I'm not mad for them for having businesses. I'm not saying that at all. But I do believe that there's some priorities that we need to have during the holidays. And it's a shame that a lot of people don't have their priorities set during the holidays. They didn't do it last year. A lot of people didn't do it the year before last. And we're going to keep plugging away at this to say, what can we actually do to really make an impact in the kingdom? So you mentioned pain. Listen, you know, everybody knows, we're just transparent here on the PRF table, but what is some of the pain that you can say that you've experienced as a pastor? And I give you this, being able to respond, whether it's directly or indirectly, whether it's a pastor from a minister perspective, but what is some of the pain that you felt from the people's perspective of what people have gone through after these holiday seasons usually come around?
So the pain that I've experienced, is pain that I experienced very close to home in my own family, not so much the immediate family, but with those family members who feel obligated to get a gift for everyone. And I call it a 1970s mentality in 2018, where, you know, you're trying to live above your means, because you believe that, you know, your reputation or something will be tarnished if you don't. And I believe in 2018, in this millennial mentality, we need to be more creative with how we talk as families, such that everyone is living within their means throughout the holiday season. I think if we have family discussions about how we're going to do things together, it goes a long way. But that's the main pain I witnessed, and it was really, in a few cases, translated to personal pain, because I had to bail some folk out. when you're spending impact my wallet in January with things I didn't plan, that's not a good thing. So
that's
the primary one. Yeah.
And that's why I mentioned earlier about how the enemy, I believe, again, this is me, how I believe, why I believe how the enemy gets involved in all of this, because a lot of times we are helping individuals. And again, I've had my share of moments as well, but I think folk know by now, listen, I'm teaching this all year long. Mama, you know this, don't come to me in January. I've been teaching this stuff all year long. I've had these shows. I've told you, I know how you spend your money. And so since I know how you've been spending your money, your history says a lot. I'm telling you, listen, you better come up, get up under this teacher, because if you don't, in January come around, be like Jesus said to them five virgins standing outside the door, and I never knew you. And I'm going to tell you, you talked about your pain. My pain is being right there, Pastor Henry. My pain is when I have to say no to people that just want people to bail them out, particularly me or other individuals. It is a tough thing. People don't look at it as effective ministry a lot of times, but I'm telling you, when people have bad spending habits and they make poor decisions when they have the opportunity not to make those decisions and their mindset is already fixed, Dunlap, they got plenty of money. Ronnie got plenty of money. Mama got plenty of money. Oh, we know Mama love the grandkids. The Mama love the kids, so we know the grandkids and the children coming at Mama because they know Mama retired and she don't do too much or nothing. No, that stuff is wrong. So for me, a lot of my pain is after the no in watching people have to go through what they go through. That's the pain that I experienced or I have experienced in the past. And so I just lift up this whole notion that pain is pain, whether it's coming from a direct source or indirect source. And God does not want us experiencing this type of pain because of the decisions that people are making. We all have them within our families. We know this. We all have them within our families. Even folk that are wealthy, rich, have folk that go out and blow a whole bunch of money on cocaine. It's not anything different because of your economic status. It just depends on where you are in life and how and what to what magnitude this is. All right.
And you're right. Folk that don't have that mentality to take care of home and take care of God, you know, it's God, church, and family. And folk that don't have that mentality first and that prioritization in place, they tend to get it twisted not only during the holiday season but at other times as well. And you're right.
That's right.
You get to a point where you have to back up the teaching with some discipline. And that's hard, too. You're absolutely correct.
That's good.
There's a scripture in the book of Matthew where we know the story of the talents, right, where the master comes and gives one five talents. He gives the other two. He gives the other one. And then he goes away. And here's the only thing that I'll say about that. Go and read it. It's in Matthew chapter 25. Here's what I want people to pick up from this. Two times the master that came back, two things he said. He said it to the five and he said it to the one. He said, "Well done, thy good and thy faithful servant. Since you've been a ruler over many, since you've been a good steward over many," and I like to use that word steward, "I'll make you a ruler over a few, I'll make you a ruler over many." Listen. We want people to be like that. I mean, if we're not teaching and preaching on stewardship, what are we doing? And yes, stewardship is going to come up in some different areas, but this right here we know is a stewardship problem. We know it's a stewardship problem. It's how people are doing what they do with what they have. And if you ask some of the people, this is the thing that gets me. If I was to ask some of the people that get into these situations, the times when people say, "Well, listen, I didn't know," or "This is the norm," and nobody has stepped in. That's the part that gets me. Who's stepping in when we know this happens in our community? I'm saying my community. If we know this happens in my community year after year after year, who's stepping in? Who's stepping in? Who needs to take responsibility for the condition of the community? And I'm not placing that on anybody one shoulder. I'm saying that it's a collective effort that we just have to do a better job. And I believe, and I'll be quiet after this, I believe that pastors are notorious for not dealing with this and getting wrapped up into all the holiday stuff. We know that people are going to come out the woodworks in November and December asking for stuff. Think about this. I'm going somewhere I didn't even plan to go tonight, Pastor.
Well, I'm laughing because we've had this conversation, and at the end of the day, you know as well as I do that unfortunately many folk just want to so-called, quote, have church, unquote, and the teaching is lacking in so many areas. And I'm not here to beat up pastors, but it's a labor. If I can do this thing bivocationally and put all I have into teaching, my teach is a whole lot more important than anything else I'm doing. And we have a responsibility to teach stewardship to wholeness instead of just coming to church and having a good time and releasing folk to go back to what they were doing before they got there.
That's right. That's right. And I wrote this down earlier. Financial responsibility is not void of financial accountability. A lot of times we hear about accountability in the church. But what about responsibility? Who's responsible for making sure that we're bringing things like this before the people? I used to be bad at this, Pastor, and I've said this openly before. I used to put everything on y'all shoulders, everything. People broke. Pastor, what the pastor talking about? People got a 400 credit score, what the pastor talking about? But you know what I realized? It's not on your shoulders. If you don't know it, I can't put it on your shoulders. But if you do, I can say, yeah, you got to take a little bit of that too. But it's also the person or the number one individual that has a responsibility is the people. If we bring it before the people, then it can't be on my shoulders as your pastor anymore because I brought this before you. I mean, let's think about it. When I get off the air tonight, I'm going to go sit at the kitchen table and I'm going to eat. If my wife fixed dinner and has the food on the table when I get out of the show tonight, and I choose not to eat, and I choose to just go work for another couple of hours, and here it is, 12 o'clock midnight, and my stomach is rumbling like Mike Tyson in Doggone Holyfield, I can't say nothing to my wife. She prepared the table for me.
Don't do that. 3 years of marriage, don't do that. If she fixed that food, you take a time out and go eat because you said a message you don't want to say. But you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. We have that responsibility to put it out there. And I'll be honest with you, and this is why you said what you said earlier, and it does take away the pain somewhat. Once you know you've taught something and folk choose to ignore it, it is a little bit easier to say, well, it's a little bit easier. I'm just being honest in my humanity. It's a little bit easier to say, well, I you know, sometimes folk will come to me and say, well, Pastor, you just said that last Sunday. And I just kind of look at them like, well, yeah. And so it's, you know, you don't feel as bad then. You know, you just don't feel as bad. You know, and it goes back to the same way Mama them raised me. You know, Mama them used to say, hey, if you do this, this is going to be the consequence. And so when you went out there and did it, they didn't have no problem telling you, all right, let's go face the punishment.
Yeah.
We have to be the same way.
The thing I got excited about when you said, listen, bro, 33 years, don't do that. Go get the food, right? Listen, I don't know if everybody understands why I'm excited about hearing that. Because God does the same thing with us. He constantly puts things before us. And it's like, listen, we got to do this now. I sent a message to somebody on the team that's watching, and I said, we need to handle da-da-da-da-da, whatever I was talking about. We need to do something about this now. We don't have until next week. We got to get on this now because, first of all, tomorrow's not promised for any of us. So since we know tomorrow's not promised, we got to – listen, if God sets the table before us, I got to be crazy not to go after what God has set before us. And that's what we're doing a lot of times. We call it the PRF table. Go ahead, brother.
Well, bro, that's, you know, I struggle with this one because I believe that in my personal life, God has blessed me and my wife with visible evidence. You heard me share about being a cybersecurity engineer and owning a restaurant. And we God has blessed our ministry. And those who are right there on the front row that can see it, spend a lot of time trying to get them to understand that this was not a microwave journey. This was the third, you know, we've been doing that. We've been doing this 33 years. And here's the bottom line. Going back to your subject, here's the bottom line. Why is it important to be responsible during the holiday season? Because when you don't demonstrate to God good stewardship and good handling of what he provides, guess what happens? You may not have access to kingdom resource in the same capacity going forward. And you don't want to cut yourself off from the blessings of the Lord. You just don't.
Yeah. Oh, man. This is good. It's amazing how fast 30 minutes go. And I'm going to tell you, we've had some conversations over the last couple of months that we had the 30 minutes for the show, and we were on Facebook Live and extended past the 30 minutes. But I'm not going to do that tonight. I'm not going to do that any day this month. We are going to just go ahead and have the 30-minute show, and we're just going to encourage everybody to come back next week at 8 p.m. That's what we're going to do. I pray that this is what my prayer is, and God knows my heart. My prayer, Pastor Henry, is that some people will see that you're in this video, that I'm in this video, a couple other folks that may have been tagged on the flyer that we put out, and that God will speak to their hearts. Listen, we're not asking anybody for anything. We are giving this to you. This is a gift. We're giving our time to give this, not only right now at 8 p.m. every single week, but you can listen to the archive and say, you know what did he say about this? And you can go back to blogtalkradio.com/PRF table and listen to the show again, or go to our website, prfministry.org. The bottom line is God has provided us what we need. We must take advantage of what he has provided to us, because if we take advantage of what he's provided to us, if something goes to the left or something goes to the right, we can say, hold on, God, I've been doing what you laid before me. What's going on with this? But when you sit there and the wife done brought the food to you, and you decide you're going to work for 3 hours, and then the food cold, and you sit there with your stomach growling, don't go say nothing to the wife. I learned that. See, I learned something Pastor Henry tonight. Don't go say nothing back to the wife. You better go ahead and get that food right now. So, Pastor Henry, thank you so much for being with us today. Any final thoughts before we go ahead and conclude for this episode of the PRF Table?
I'm just looking forward to next week. I do believe we have much more to share in this area. I think there's some specificity, some methodology, some prioritization that we can get into, so that those who are listening have better some tools, if you will, to help and assist with the planning, because the planning is really what it's all about. So I just thank you for the opportunity, my brother. Thank you, Mama, for nice to meet you tonight, and perhaps I'll clean up a little
my
bit
pleasure.
And actually be on the video by next week.
My pleasure.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you. Tell Mom we say hello. And we do offer our prayers for those in Florence, South Carolina. We heard about the tragedy with several of those individuals, those law enforcement officers, if you will. So we pray that God just gives comfort only the way that God can provide comfort to his people. We'll be back next week, and everybody knows that within PRF, we deal with the spiritual as well as the practical. So, yes, this was just the teaser. This was just the first of the next 3 episodes, and we just hope that you're with us, and we'll take what God is placing before you. So with that, don't forget Kimberly Silas Show tomorrow, first and third Friday. So tomorrow at 2 p.m., she'll be on there with Nelson Baldwin, and they'll be dealing with something that's going to be kind of important. Something that I don't think people think about, and that's insurance for critical illnesses. This is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and so we changed up some things a couple of months ago to make sure that we were covering this while people were in this spirit of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So with that, God bless you. God bless your families. We thank you so much for being with us. Y'all have a good night.
God bless.